Hey, big brother. What are you doing? You don't look like you're doing much packing. You're just playing video games. Can I watch? I just want to hang out for a bit. Are you excited about your new apartment? I'd have thought you'd have already moved in by now. I'm glad you haven't left. I'm going to miss you. I don't want to move across the country with mom and dad. This whole thing sucks. I wish I was a couple years older and I could move out too and stay here with all my friends and with you. I don't know. I don't think I'd go far away for college anyway. I decided I really want to stay here. All my friends are here. I've never lived anywhere else. I like it here. And you're staying here. This sucks. Nothing ever works out for me. You're my big brother, and I love you so much, and they're making me move 1,000 miles away. We'll never see each other, and you'll forget all about me. You'll change, and you'll get a job and start working, and be a girl and get married, and I just want to cry. Everything in my life is falling apart. There's nothing I can do about it. I mean, unless you would let me live with you. What do you mean that'd be weird? You didn't mean. What did you mean? You love me? I know you say that. But I don't really know if you mean it. Like, for real. The way I do. But they will. They'll let me. I already asked mom and dad. They say I can stay here and I can live with you. They want to make you take me. So, do you want to take me? There you go again. What do you mean with weird? What do you mean with people think it's weird? There's nothing weird about two siblings sharing an apartment. And besides, if you loved me, you wouldn't care about what people think or what's normal. You just do what you want to do. Brother, you're blushing. Well, I think the reason you're afraid it's weird is because you love me so much. Because you love me as much as I love you. No, I won't shut up. I think the reason you're afraid to live alone with me is because you love me. How I love you? Why are you getting mad? It's okay. Nobody's home. We can talk. We really need to talk. We're moving next week and it's now or never. I'm closing this door and we are not leaving until we talk. No, stop getting mad at me. I think you know how I feel. You've always known how I feel. You remember how many times I ruined your date? Did you think I was just being a brat? Remember when I made up that stuff about you and your girlfriend broke up with you? You knew it was me. And I think you know why I did it. That's why you didn't really get mad at me. And every time I rushed you from the shower, it was just an excuse to see you in a towel. You don't believe me. Well, what about when you start letting me shower first? And I would take so long. I just wait in the shower for you to come in and rush me. And remember all those movies I convinced you to take me see. You never thought it was weird. I didn't want to see the movies that other girls my age liked. I would always make you watch movies filled with sex scenes. And I got so wet thinking of your cock twitching next to me, watching you out of the corner of my eye trying to hide your boner with the popcorn bucket. Why are you getting so mad? Don't talk about your big brother's cock. Do you think I'm teasing you or trying to trick you? Do you think I'm making this up? Okay, remember when I set up a secret webcam in your room to catch you jacking off? You were so mad when you found out, but didn't you ever wonder why I didn't use it to embarrass you or blackmail you? Because I kept it. I watched it all the time. Watching you stroke your cock was my porn, big brother. I'd finger myself while I watched you on my laptop, so jealous of your hand squeezing. That's the truth. I've done everything I could to make you love me like I love you. Volunteering to do your chores, cleaning your room. Did you think I did those things for fun? I did them to snoop around, looking for things to help me become the girl of your dreams. Which is all I ever wanted. I found that post you made on a cosplay message board about how hot you thought Catwoman was. Didn't you notice I was Catwoman for Halloween that year? Well, I mean, I know you noticed. I got so much shit from Dad for dressing so slutty, so I know you noticed. But I guess you thought it was just a coincidence. I even read for your IM history and I saw you and your friends talking about which girls on a volleyball team were the hottest. And that's when I decided to try out for volleyball. All those times I had you pick me up from practice when I could have had one of the older girls drive me home. You always acted annoyed when Mom and Dad made you, but I could tell you were as excited to see what kind of skimpy workout clothes I would be wearing. And other things, I guess, you can really know. I know how you like all your porn stars to have shaved pussies. So, I shaved my pussy for you, big brother. We didn't know, of course. How could you? But your little sister has been making her pussy just how you like it for a long time. Just waiting for you. Stop trying to hush me. Nobody's home. Stop telling me not to talk about it. I know you love me too. I know you want me. You can stop denying it, because I know it. I know it because when you found the webcam videos, you didn't find them all. You didn't realize how long I was recording you. I kept one of the videos on my phone. The one where my big brother was jacking off into my panties. I kept that one so I could watch it. Anytime. You know, that might have been the greatest day of my life when I saw my big brother steal my new pair of panties and wrap them around his cock. Something that's so hard and fast. Trying to imagine he was inside his little sister, maybe. You know, you look like you can barely stand. It's okay. Let's sit down. When I saw you come into my panties, I knew we would be together. I could never get the courage to do this until now. I know how responsible you try to be and how much you care about what people think. But we can't wait anymore. You know how I feel, what I want. And you have to stop denying what you want. We're moving next week, so if you love me, if you still want me, you have to act on it. No, you don't have to say anything. If you don't want to, then you can just push me away. Or you can let me kiss you. Me too. No. No more waiting. I love you too. I love you too, big brother. I've waited long enough. I don't want to wait anymore. Don't make me wait anymore. We have time. Come on. Mom and Dad won't be back for hours. Come on, big brother. Help your little sister out of her clothes. Do you like the way I look? Am I what you imagined? Come on, take your pants off. I've been waiting for so long to get my hands on your cock. I don't have a lot of experience. Does that feel good? Do you like the way I touch your cock, big brother? How does it feel when I squeeze it like that? Not too hard, is it? How does it feel when I rub my fingers around the head? Can I taste it? Please? Yeah, your cock tastes really good, big brother. You smell amazing too. I really like your body wash, you know. Sometimes I use it all over my body, and I sit in the corner of the shower just playing with myself while I'm surrounded in your scent. It gets me off every time. Kiss me again. Oh, yes. Squeeze my tits. Suck on them, please. Should I turn around? Or just bend over the bed? Okay. You know this feels a little naughty. I guess you're right. This is hardly the naughtiest thing I've done. I can feel your cock. Oh, it's so hard. Oh, that's really good. You know, you don't have to ask. I want it inside me. You never have to ask. Ever. Ah. I need it. I want you inside me forever. Fuck. I love you too, big brother. Yes. Oh. Yes. Oh. Please don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Fuck. Oh, brother. Brother, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come, brother. I'm gonna go so hard. Oh, it's so good. Of course, I've never done this before, but I want to. I want to do everything with you, brother. Please, please come on my face. I want to be covered in your cum. You can cover me every single day if you want to. Come on, big brother. Yes, yes, that's it. Cover your little sister's face with your thick cum. I want it. Yes. Oh God. Oh, it feels amazing. I love it. And I love you. I've never been so happy. You know, I don't want to go out. Will you take your little sister to the movies tonight? Of course, after you've rested. Let me go take a shower and get ready. I'll be right back down.